Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Friday the 10th of July. There's a lot of price data today for the month of June. We've already started with Japanese producer prices, which rose in month-on-month terms. We'll then get a series of European inflation numbers coming through, mainly consumer price inflation and from smaller economies in Europe. Finally, we end up with US producer price data. So what is this all going to tell us? There are several problems with price data at the moment. As a general rule, the data is likely to understate inflation, especially at a consumer price level. This is because the inflation data is survey-based, and we know that survey evidence is of dubious quality. Statisticians are assuming that the prices they cannot find haven't changed. That in turn means that prices which are rising have less weight in the basket. In other words, inflation today overstates the number of prices with no change and understates the number of prices that are rising. This does not mean inflation is rising out of control. It does mean inflation is not quite as low as reported, and thus real interest rates are lower than being reported. Overall, the virus is a disinflation force with some relative price adjustments going on beneath the surface. The virus was a supply shock, but the demand shock is larger in the long term. The bounce back in demand that's underway at the moment is temporary, and it's unlikely to be met by general price inflation, though one or two items may rise in price. People worrying that money supply will cause inflation are forgetting to take account of money demand. Printing money does not create inflation. Printing too much money is what creates inflation, and there is little evidence of excess liquidity in that sense at the moment. In the glittering wonder that is the euro, there are some industrial production numbers. French and Italian industrial production data for May are both due. Both should see growth in month-on-month terms as lockdowns started to lift. Of course, the Purchasing Managers Index manufacturing data signalled deep, deep contractions in production in May, but that doesn't really signal anything about reality. Economists are predicting both France and Italy will have positive month-on-month growth. The French range is from 2.2% to 25.1%, and the Italian range is from 10% to 40%. So the normal pinpoint precision. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.